are.
Well, that's true. You live where I live, there's no chance of that happening. But in other areas of the country that are blue and dominated by red media, why that certainly can be done.
Isn't that wild that in a state like Florida, you can get sunshine, go sit on a cabana outside your backyard and take a sun bath? You can do any one state is red. But a state like Washington, where I'm at, where it's cold and you're stuck indoors all
you're on purple when it comes down to it. It's
getting
more
purple.
Saying, thank you for your call, and enjoy that ice out there.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. And Merry Christmas to everybody. Merry Christmas, Happy Hunt. We'll have a best of tomorrow. And always remember, you've heard from the radical right and all this.
I want to wish you a happy holiday season.
And a peaceful new year. This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. Soldiers and an Iraqi translator, the military said. U.S. troops overnight arrested a former Iraqi intelligence officer suspected of directing anti-American attacks and raided a Baghdad mosque. Two other soldiers from the 1st Armored Division were wounded in the attack at about 11:45 a.m. in Baghdad. The soldiers' names were being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Three American soldiers have now been...
Good evening, you. Very much for joining us this evening. As always, I'm 937. Tomorrow night is our view. Not the least of which, you got one of our listeners called in with the Limbaugh. What was the song? Sent the lyrics off to our webmaster, Mark Marshall, who is...
Oh, Ball the White Man.
Right.
Okay. The second one was Rummy the Little Drummer Boy.
Up to our webmaster in New York, Mark Marshall. And to God, Nick doesn't realize it yet, probably. But this, you know, if this were released commercially... Warsaw and music, traditional music, from our webmaster, Mark Marshall. Incredible. We listened to it. Kathy and I listened to it this afternoon. Okay, so we'll do that. You got to hear this. Pretty cool. We watched Twin. We're going to go, I guess, Christmas Day. We figured the best time to family this year, and we have every year for a number of years, and our Christmas show. So I hope you're going to be here tomorrow night. You knew this was coming, right? The devil made me do it. It's blackmailed. This is kind of like the paranoia to make his speech sound slurred. Remember that? This guy is really... Scotty McClellan, the White House mouthpiece on the new Rainbow of Tech. Get into it tonight. This is the winter solstice. Not of a minor holiday. But this is the... Now, you all know this, but let me just quote a bit. In old Europe, the solstice was known as Yule, which comes from the Norse language. It's linked to holidays in various religions now, past and present. But for prehistoric people, winter was a very difficult time, especially in the northern latitudes, that the life-giving sun would disappear for good. Jonathan Schell's book, Fate of the Earth, Nuclear Winter, right? A few days after the winter solstice, usually around December 25th, the people would have reason to celebrate because they started to see that the sun was rising and strengthening once more. Now, how they knew this, how they could make those subtle distinctions, is beyond me, but the learned people, the Wiccans and the Celts and the village witch, so-called, who understood, they came to realize they could endure the cold once they realized that the return of the warm season was inevitable. So this gave birth to the concept of birth, death, and rebirth. And that concept, December 21st, the solstice, was celebrated as the date they called Linaia. The Greeks involved human sacrifice in which a gang of women tore apart and ate a man. The Greeks? By classical times, ancient Greece, okay. By classical times, a goat was instead sacrificed, with women acting only as funeral mourners and observers to the symbolic rebirth of Dionysus. Now, during the Roman Empire, two festivals were combined to cover the full week of December 17th to December 23rd. Saturnalia, a feast time for Saturn, the god of agriculture, and Opalia, a feast time for Ops, never heard of her, goddess of plenty, who is the partner of Saturn. And on December 25th, a festival called the Birthday of the Unconquered of Major Pagan Godmen, from Apollo and Hercules to the birth date as it celebrated the Christian birthday of Jesus. Weather in the Middle East, you know that the shepherds would not be abiding their flocks in the middle of winter. World with this, the parts of the world they did conquer with this religion. So it's not known for certain, but church, it, of course, it took centuries before this celebration of the birth of Christ was accepted worldwide. Celebrations already occurred throughout the Roman Empire at that time for pagan gods. Pool law, gift giving, tree decorating are of pagan origin. Pagan. And because of the strong ties, Christian groups do not even celebrate Christmas. Yeah, I wouldn't call Seventh-day Adventists and Jehovah. I would like to do a winter